Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Each episode, we invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about relationships, sex, and every goddamn thing in between.
Hi, Murph. How's it going?
Hello, lover. How are you today?
Good. You look nice.
Good. You look lovely.
You know who else looks nice?
Who?
Jimmy McMillan in the house.
We've got Jimmy McMillan here for our 10th episode of the podcast. We're excited to hit that 10 spot.
Yeah. You're a very special 10th episode guest.
Well, thank you so much. I wasn't ready to steal too damn hot about how many times you invite me.
Whenever he comes by, the rent is still too high.
It's always too high. It'll never be low enough. And we want to invite...
Landlord just passed by.
So you do know Jimmy McMillan as the founder of the Rent is Too Damn High party.
Yes, he's a perennial candidate. He's an American political activist. There's some things not everyone does know about Jimmy.
No, we got a couple of trivia questions, answers rather, for Jimmy McMillan.
I'm ready.
He's a Vietnam War vet. This is true?
Yes, it is. 2.5 years in Vietnam. Come home with 3 Bronze Stars. One of the most highly decorated veterans who returned home with his head on his shoulder, kind of right.
And you just said that you met a lovely woman when you were over there.
I met a Vietnamese young lady. Her mother, her father got killed. Mother had about 4 children, and I fed them sea ration for almost 4 months in a foxhole. And when the mother seen me at the market one day, she brought this beautiful girl to me. She said, "Here," she's like a gift. What the hell, you know? I ain't had a woman in almost since I've been over here. You gonna bring this woman? She gonna get hurt. Anyway, we kicked it. You know, I have a daughter, 44 years of age in Vietnam. And I wanted to bring her home with me, but they said, you know, that she just wore coochie, you know, leave it alone. Don't try to, they don't understand. This woman met me in a combat zone. I just come from the fields real bloody. And I listened to them, and I had to let go. They said, "You're not the only one that left children behind. You got to leave it alone, let it go, and don't think about it." So that's what I did for 44 years. And the only reason to come and start talking about it now, because I met a young lady. She's Vietnamese. Her boyfriend had beat her.
Oh, no.
And that's when I said, "Oh, God, could my children be looking for me?" You know, I said, "Man, I better open up these can of worms and get it off my chest." And that's what I did. 4 months ago, I began to start telling the truth about my past.
Hmm. Now, when you say they said it's just war coochie, leave it alone, was that your commanding officers or people that were involved or just other members of?
Older soldiers.
Old soldiers, yeah.
Because I had amnesia. I was in a bomb explosion, and my memory was wiped out. But I remember her when I was in the process of healing. She came to visit me all the time, and her mother was, I used to speak Vietnamese. And her mother told me where we met and what happened. So I don't remember anyone I went to school with. I don't remember a soldier I served in combat with. I thought I was born in 1966. And if you ask me the question, how did you get into politics? I would look at you and say, "I don't know how in the hell I get into there." Somehow when the mind began to grab a hold to satellites or whatever it is in your brain, I began to see mathematics. I began to see solutions to fix problems. Oh, no. I went to see the doctor on this. What the hell is wrong with me, man? I'm sitting up thinking, you know, people talking about hunger, housing, poverty, jobs, and I see what is wrong. He gave me a medication called Trazodone. I thought taking Trazodone, and Trazodone made my testosterone. I got getting horny every damn night, you know what I'm saying? And then from Trazodone, I'm exposed to Agent Orange. Then you ever heard of something called priapism?
Yeah, I have that.
I had to go to the doctor, get a needle injected
into my penis.
In my bad boy, and had it for it to go down for like 12 hours long. I thought I was God gifted women, man. You know.
Wait, what is it? This is just like a boner forever?
No.
Priapism is when you get an erection and
it won't go down.
Yeah.
I had to get an injection and get a needle. Matter of fact,
I
get 100% from the VA now. I'm single, and this is one reason why I'm single. Everyone want to meet. You don't want me. You just want to have sex with me. I don't have nothing to do with it. I don't know what's wrong with him. He acting all crazy. Every time I wake up in the morning, I get up in the morning, he looking at me, talking about, "What the hell are we going to do? I ain't got nothing to do with this." That's all you think. Every time I come in, you come in, you go to work, you come in. That's all you want. That's all you want to do. Well, hell, you know what you expect? You making me like this. I didn't know it was no one can get you aroused. It does it on its own.
Yep.
Right.
I'm walking down the street, being you. What the hell is your problem, man?
You're making everybody feel special.
I became a stripper.
Right.
We
were going to bring that up. We were doing a little
too late.
Digging. We
too late.
No, I'm glad you said it.
Because I'm exposed to Agent Orange, the chemicals of Agent Orange, and the problem that I have, it's medically what made me get involved. I have a deformed daughter because of my Agent Orange experience. And one reason what made me get involved in becoming a stripper, because the VA told me that we don't help you with your children, you're on your own. So I said, "What? You're kidding me. I could have came home in a body bag like most of my brother." I got you. I started walking around to the club looking. I said, I gotta find something to do. First, stripping didn't come into mind. But I passed by this club. I used to love white porno. stripping. I would pass by this place and I seen stripper wanted.
Those shifty eyes are going there. I love it.
I went by the hardware store and got a ruler, you know. So I walked in there and the guy says, okay, you want a job? I said, yes. He said, you have to audition. I said, what I got to do? He said, you know, pull it down. We got to check it out. I said, okay, no problem. Said, okay, you got it.
Wait, so you didn't have to dance or anything?
You just had to
show him your dance.
Show him the cock, yeah. Show him the cock of the dude. And from there, but the best part about this is that my daughter needed spinal surgery and she needed foot surgery because her body, she had spinal bifida. Her body was all whacked out. Every time I got on the pole and I started shaking the old bad boy left and right, somebody put $10 bills and $20 bills, started adding up. And then somebody, the stripper joking, if somebody put a dollar on your G-string and asked you for change, it's time for you to quit, you know. So what I did, I went to where my daughter was. I had a briefcase full of money. Money I made from stripping. I knocked on the door. Guy came in. I was so happy I had my bag there in Georgia. Her father opened the door and he said, shotgun. Get your black ass out of here, nigga. Don't you fucking come back here again.
Oh, boy.
I said, fuck. Yo, I'm a Vietnam vet. I ain't kissing your ass, mother. So I just took my damn money, got in my car, and came back to New York. I never seen my daughter since.
Oh, man.
That was it. So that's the story of my life. That's how the stripping job come about. For your children, you do what you have to do to take care of your kids. And you don't care what nobody, let people talk about you. But the bottom line, there is a beginning, a story to every story. You don't just do things just to be doing it. There is a reason.
Right.
People don't talk about the lady who went into the club and who became a mom, a madam, but she was making love with all these guys because she needed money for breast cancer. She was scared she won't tell nobody. People are not doing these things just for their kicks.
Right.
They're doing these things for a reason, but you know, it's good. It's good money, man. I ain't gonna tell you no lie, you know.
Have you ever thought about getting back into stripping?
Well, I was invited to a celebration, but I told the guys, I said, fellas, I got too much gray between the crack, dog. I can see me now. I come out on the pole and go, and all
wait,
that.
You have a, for the listeners, go, you have a lovely.
I go, everybody go, ooh. So I am a comedian too. And the process of being a comedian to make everybody, make sure we keep laughter. I thought it was good to get involved in politics after my favorite idol. His name is Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
Ronald Reagan was an actor. He was the president of the United States. He was the greatest guy. He'd make you laugh and nicks it to you still. So I said to myself, something is wrong with the country. Politicians are run for public office and they lying. Anthony Weiner, I don't talk about nobody's Weiner. I talk about my Weiner. I don't talk about no Anthony Weiner. Even though he's running or whatever, let him do it. He's a freak. Let him do what he wanted to do. I don't have time to talk about him. People are hurting. People can't afford to pay college tuition and pay rent. And these are the things that will make me different. Somebody said, Al, you was a stripper. You another one of them. Yeah, you probably came to my show, bitch.
They probably did.
Old women talk that trash. Most especially in the black community, they go to church all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I ain't never smoked no weed. You're a damn liar. I roll up pot and gave it to you in club sample.
There's a little hypocrisy.
They were 17.
They're
all pot smokers. Your grandmother, all your grandmother was pot smokers. They try to make it look like, oh, honey, I ain't never did no drugs. I ain't never. Ask your grandpa. Grandpa. No, honey, I ain't never did none. Where did you put my blunt, baby? But every day, all try to make you all think they were superhuman people, and we all are human beings that have done some crazy stuff. Keep it real with you kids. That's all I'm here to do. You don't have to. Somebody said, I was on a TV program one day a few weeks ago. They said, well, Mr. McMillan, you know, you're talking like that, you know. People might not want to vote for you. Fuck them.
That's the best.
If they can't handle the real deal.
No, I'm telling you a story. You can't pay your damn rent. I'm coming here to help you pay your rent and pay your bills. Running for president of the United States in 2012, they think this is some kind of joke. I hear it all the time. He's crazy. If Richard Pryor was here, what would Richard Pryor say? That nigga crazy. You know what I'm saying? People scared to talk. I go to church and the first thing they said, you got to take the word damn. Shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Damn, if damn is in the Bible, it's the word of God. You going to tell me that I can't use it in your church? Mr. McMillan, you know, you can. I like rent too high, but you know, try to take the word damn. And then I look in the front row and I see a whole lot of girls holding babies. I said, them your babies out there? You know, one girl said, well, Jesus saved you. You got to come to my church with me. She go to the Catholic church. I said, I look, any little boys behind the priest? Keep it real. Keep it funny.
You got to keep it real.
Another quote that I love of yours that I found was, if you want to marry a shoe, I'll marry you. Now, did you, that was something you said in response to gay marriage?
I message to my gay, to my straight, to my friend. I got some who don't want you to know they take it in the booty. These are muscle guys. You never know. They don't want you to know.
They're still in the closet.
They lie. They lie so much that once you become a liar, you are born, you're going to die a liar.
Mm-hmm.
So I invited one of my friends to come by my house one night. We're going to chill out. We're going to the club and chill out. So after the club, we came home, took a little nap, you know. I go take my shower and go on. I told him I went and took it. I let him take the couch. So I said, let me go to the bedroom. But I said, I got two couches. I let him sleep in my little lounge chair. Let him sleep on the couch. So we just, you know how boys do. We just talk through the night. He went and took a shower and came out. The towel dropped. He had about a bunch of grease behind between the crack of his ass and a light hit. I'm like, what's up, home? You know, because he talk all that stuff about gay faggots. But he's the first one to talk. And be careful. When you hear that language, uh-oh.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
People are overcompensating. Yeah, oh, yeah, exactly.
It was talking for the gay community that there is some problems out here. And I simplified and laid out a blueprint when I ran for governor for the gay community and the women's community. But the gay community, they didn't embrace what I'm here to do. I'm here to end that stereotype. When I speak at all the colleges, the first thing I said, I walk into a room of 500 children in every college that I've spoken to, Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Quinnipiac, New York University, you name it. How you homos doing? They think they don't know. They haven't been taught homo sapiens. We all belong to the species of homo.
Mm-hmm.
I say, I'm a homo too. And then they go, oh. Then I see the eyes light up. Oh, yeah. Because I'm not, this nonsense have to stop. My job is to change the attitude. When you change the attitude of a people, you change the attitude of the nation. Rent too damn high party. We have a different format than the Democrat and Republican who has failed the nation. They have took the democratic system throughout the country, throughout the world, and they all have tried it. Egypt have collapsed. Syria, Israel, every country, London, the parliament, everyone who used the democratic system has failed. Mm-hmm. So we notice that. So we're changing it. Through me, we're changing the attitude. We're talking about we're laughing and we're joking again. And it changes everything. I went to a debate Wednesday night. My crew got mad at me. They wanted to ask me about stop and frisk. They wanted to ask me about gun control. Stop and frisk. I'm not running for public safety commissioner to satisfy black people who get arrested, most killing in the black community. I'm not running for public safety commissioner. It's in litigation. I don't answer questions like that. Mm-hmm. I got an old lady who can't afford to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner because she got medication she can't afford to pay for. She can't buy, not eating, being able to eat. Her medication is eating her internal organs away and she's dying. That's my conversation. My crew looking at me, answer the question, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? That is no question. That is, they've been talking about this for the past 50 years. It's time to change the subject. You don't wear the same old drawers every day. It's time to change the damn subject. And that's what I'm here to do, talking about gun control. Gun control, I'm not running for a congressional office. I'm running for mayor of the city of New York. Gun control is when it comes to Congress, and you can't do nothing but run your damn mouth. I'm a karate teacher. Heard me use that too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to talk that trash across the street, dog. You got to bring ass to get ass. Shut up or come over here with a gun. This is what I believe in. Let's get it on. Don't ask me no question that I can't really do and sit back and run my mouth. Right. Ask me something that people are hurting. These are issues that has been abandoned, no one is talking about, and we're here to address those issues. And notice that mean look I put on my face. But Mr. Miller, you don't have to sound so hostile. Shut up!
He has a mean look on his face.
He has a very mean. I would not bring ass if I saw that
no.
look.
That's why I can't get a girlfriend, because you've been
Well, they like to use hot button issues to divide people politically, but not issues that can actually be taken care of on a day to day basis.
They want everyone to have a little bit to say on everything rather than delve deeply into one issue, which you're doing.
Right.
You've heard of the police.
The band,
rent,
the police?
The Rent Too Damn High Party is like the police. They break up confrontation. We are here to break up the differences in which we're speaking right now in the political arena. It's time for change. And we're changing the attitude through Jimmy McMillan. As a karate teacher, discipline, there are other issues, housing, hunger, poverty, job, that need to be addressed. They will be addressed. This is not an African-American country. This is for everybody. Issues that I notice coming, television does do this. They run to the black community because they see Al Sharpton is your leader. I ain't got down to have no damn leader. I have an elected official.
Mm-hmm.
Someone has to tell the people, stop playing this color game with me. It ain't getting nowhere. But anyway, that's what it is. Here's the difference between Democrat, Republican, and Rent Too Damn High. I'm here to change it. They're scared of me.
I know. Well, you're...
Because the support base is very, very huge. And they don't know. how did you get so famous so fast? I told the damn truth. Rent it too damn high. What the hell you want?
You're also a very classy gentleman.
Oh, thank you.
And so are we here at Ménage à Trois. So we like to wine and dine our guests every week.
Sounds good.
We emailed Jimmy and asked him what his favorite drink was, and we were surprised to find out it was cranberry juice.
Cranberry. Which is good for the urinary tract, yes?
Well, no, that's not why I drank it. I drank it because I'm exposed to Agent Orange, and I don't – when I drank alcohol, my father used to beat my mother. Some things I can remember as the memory come back. I used to hear – when I got up in the morning, this is all I heard. Hold on. My father used to beat my mother on a continuous basis. And when I started drinking, I said – it started reminding me too much of him.
Mm-hmm.
And right. I didn't want nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
So I turned to cranberry juice, and it had nothing to do with nothing. Just cranberry juice.
Well, I'm much enjoying it. Most people say they want, you know, a nip of whiskey.
I have drank. Sometimes I drink red wine because it says good for the heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know. See, yeah. I just socialize a little bit, but that's as far as I go.
Right.
I prefer good cranberry juice or just plain old Coca-Cola. I'm sorry, Michael Bloomberg. I didn't mean to say Coca-Cola.
Yeah. He'll be knocking down that door.
But if it's not broke, don't try to fix it. I'm 66 years of age, and there's nothing wrong. Somebody, well, Mr. McMillan, do you have trouble sleeping at night? Do I have trouble sleeping at night? No. One night I almost rolled out of bed, but my kickstand prevented me.
The priapism. Wonderful. Well, we're going to slide into our first segment of the show.
This is a segment we call Sexy Science.
Oh, yeah.
So, Jimmy McMillan, the article we chose to discuss with you is Women Can Smell a Man's Intentions. And this has to do with the pheromones we release in our sweat and the idea that we're maybe giving away a little more than we think we are.
Okay.
So, they did an experiment where they had men watch porn and sweat.
And they wore no deodorant. They made sure that they had no deodorant on.
And then they had women come in, and they gave them MRIs while they smelled these sweat pads to see if the women reacted subconsciously to the men's pheromones, and they did.
And they also tried two different ones where it was workout sweat, so it was just the natural sweat of your body running around and working out versus the sweat that you start to build up when you're getting aroused.
Watching pornography.
So it was two different kinds of sweat, and they did not respond the same way to the workout sweat as they did to the sex sweat.
Well, this is crazy because I went through tests like this when I come from Vietnam. Because my children were being born deformed, and I wanted to find out how much Agent Orange and chemicals was in my sperm.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave me a little magnifying glass, and they gave me a Playboy book, and they sent me into a room. And I'm looking like, I looked at the nurse, and I said, what's this? She said, you don't know? Because I didn't know nothing about masturbating at the time, and I did it, but I didn't know they called it masturbating. You know, like I told you, I come home from...
What did you call it? Jazzing off, man.
Jacking off. I come from Vietnam with amnesia, and like I said, I couldn't read or write. And a lot of things I had to learn how to do this stuff all over again. As a matter of fact, the book that I wrote, I videotaped myself, and I put it on a tape, and I got somebody, a ghostwriter, to put it in book form. But anyway, they gave me the magnifying glass, and they sent me into the room, and I had to go two times, right? So the second time I said, I'm going to go back. I'm going to have a little fun with these ladies, because... You know, these Asian ladies come up, you know, they always smile, how you doing? And that's just men love that. If women start smiling more like the Asian women, boy, you look at me, you're making me feel it. So, second time
that
I went back.
That submissiveness.
It's amazing. Second time, I wish a lot of women learned that. All you got to do is smile. You want your man to get pumped up. Baby, just smile at him all night. But a lot of women don't know that. But anyway, I went there with a little small cup of water, right? I went into the booth, I poured the water on me, and I came out. And she said, you had a nice time. I said, yeah, boy, I sure did. here's your thing. But that is true. When you go to the bar with a woman, while you're drinking, she's thinking, she know you want it. It's up to you to use the proper grammar to get it.
Right.
If you tell a lie, she going to know that you just procrastinating just to get it. Shut the fuck up. Go and take the drink and stop trying to show off because your boys are looking in, because of the alcohol. But when you talk to a lady in a bar, you're not talking to her. If she's drinking Johnny Walker Red or Scotch, that's what you're talking to.
Because
they're going to be feeling real fucking good, too. They're human, too. They love to get stuck. You know what I'm saying? But the question that she's very choice of who she wants to stick her. You know what I'm saying? But if you play your cards right and stop all that stuff, shut up. Guys talk too much when they get to drinking. Women get turned on, then they get turned off. Shut the fuck up. They got women are very sneaky, man. They love to rub that back jacket. Once they put their hand on your shoulder and start talking, not this shoulder, if you're on it over here, on the other shoulder, that's yours for the night. But you lose it when you shut the hell up. When she put your hand around your waist, that means you done screwed up. You won't get that tonight, Jack. All the tests are right, what you're saying.
You got to put the musk out there. That's the thing, the natural musk.
Well, it's the subconscious. That's what you're saying. It's touching the shoulder. It's things that aren't being said are still communicating.
Exactly. I told my friend, I said, you learning is about smell is very important.
Mm-hmm.
This is why most of my African friends can walk through Africa and the lions won't touch them, but they'll eat the hell out of me. Because my African friends don't use deodorant, you know.
Mm.
And the lion walks.
Doesn't like that Old Spice.
He don't like that. No, don't use nothing. This is how the culture, the country is, you know. But some of the African friends don't. Well, you're talking bad about my country. No, dog. I mean, you know, you know. You say you African. You might not be from Africa. You could be from the Middle East. But don't forget. And then I meet these guys where we start talking about Africa. Yeah, Black Power. You know, these white folk taking over. Excuse me, these white people from Africa too, dog. 250,000 years ago, all of our ass walked out of Africa. You can't blame them because they went up into Europe and stayed up in the mountains because of the freezing cold. Look at their light skin and blue hairs and all this stuff. You can't blame them. They're all Africans, too. So, you African-American, we all on the planet African-American. Well, you going to steal it because you got a chocolate complexion? You might not be from Africa no damn way. You could be from Europe some damn place. I learned the truth about people.
Mm-hmm.
It's what made me, why I get along with everybody. I could talk on any language.
We love that you shoot straight. We have our next segment, which we need some straight shooting. Our listeners call up, listen for, well, there might be some gun control in here. Who can say? But
I want y'all to lay it on me. Call in and lay it on me.
This segment's called Listener Love.
Listener mailbag.
All right. Our first question comes from Christoph via email. You can email us as menage@radio@gmail.com. Christoph in Texas asks, I am almost positive my neighbors are swingers. I am dying to get in on that sweet action, but I have no idea how to bring it up. If I am somehow wrong about this, I will come off like a pervert. Help.
Well, here's what you do. I want you to go take your nice little shower and put on something sexy and come to the door. Walk out on the front porch. If you're from Texas, you're very hot and water the flowers. People are going to notice you coming out different than you normally come out. They're going to be watching you, just like I'm watching you right now. I'm paying attention to the lotion and the oil you put on your body. You don't have to be a swinger. You can be a single swinger. Every time he go to work, she go to work, you know he want it. Look at it. One day she leave at 8, she come back in at 9. This is a regular routine. So you got between that time to get him. We all swingers. Women are doing things that nobody knows about. I'm a swinger. I swing from one door to the other every chance I get. Keep it up, girl.
Keep it up, girl.
There you go, girl. Play it coy. Like that. Our next one is also emailed to us, menageatois.radio@gmail.com. This comes from Mandy in Chicago. My boyfriend and I want to move into his place together, but his rent is crazy expensive. He says we should split it, but he makes a lot more money than me. I am not usually old-fashioned, but I want him to take care of me.
Hmm.
What should Mandy do?
She wants him to pay her rent.
She wants him to pay her rent.
Well, that's easy to do. Tonight, when he come home, give him a massage. Just jump on his back and start massaging his shoulders and naked. You know what I'm saying? Don't put no clothes on. Just do it naked. Make him feel you're serious on his back. When he feels that you didn't shave or you shave running up and down the middle of his spine, he's going to get turned the hell on. Actions speak louder than words. We waste too much time talking. Kiss him on the back of his neck with your tongue, you know what I'm saying? Get some ice, and don't put no ice on, because I don't like no ice on me. Last time a woman put ice on me, you know, brothers can't stand ice. I scream my ass off. I told you got to get off me.
I'm not paying your rent.
Because when she put the ice on me, my bad boy was ready. But when she put that ice, my bad boy said, later.
So no ice. A nice massage, but no ice, and he'll pay your rent.
These answers are amazing. Rent. All right. Third and final question comes from Ethan in Long Island via our Tumblr, which is menageatoisradio.com. My girlfriend caught me masturbating to a beach photo of her best friend. She is furious. Does she have a right to hate on me? I didn't cheat.
Well, What your girlfriend don't know is that you've been masturbating too, but we just don't know who. You're probably doing the same damn thing, returning the favor. Some people don't want people to know they masturbate, but they do. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with masturbating. It's good to relieve yourself. I do it to go to sleep. So you see some old lady walking down to the grocery store. I say, what you doing here, Mom? Oh, no, son. I couldn't sleep last night. I'm here to try to get me some sleeping pills. Well, Mom, all you got to do is masturbate. Oh, don't say that, son. I don't know. I don't believe in that. What medication going to kill you? Don't you know the doctor prescribed it? They say they even have television channels that say if you masturbate, you go to sleep. Because every time your bag's starting to fill up, you got to take a rest. Oh, I didn't know. You want me to come over and help you?
Yes.
I definitely masturbate to go to sleep.
Yeah, well, masturbation to go to sleep is great. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking
Orgasms
about.
Orgasms put you off to La La Land. Very nice.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like taking five sleeping pills.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Keep it real.
Natural.
Keep it real. All right, you're going to keep it real, Mr. Jimmy McMillan. Mm-hmm. In this next segment we call Six Sections, which is six rapid-fire sex questions, okay?
Yes.
Answer as fast as you can.
Got it.
All right.
Would you rather have 10,000 sexual partners or one life partner?
Oh, baby, keep going.
What's the sexiest animal?
Cow.
What is your number one celebrity crush?
If
you could have one celebrity.
Rihanna.
Yeah.
What's the best song to have sex to?
Night Train.
Hot tub, backseat, or bed?
Backseat.
Ooh. What is the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
Tongue.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What's so sexy about the cow, Jimmy?
My who?
The cow.
The cow.
Because the cow always say moo.
All right.
Moo.
The sexy sounds of a cow.
I was a country boy. Country.
All right. That's where it comes from.
Moo.
Wonderful. So we'll the favorite song to have sex to was fantastic.
Night Train. You're banging Rihanna, you're listening to Night Train.
Rihanna's gorgeous.
Night Train. Holding hands.
Moo.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Excellent. So we're gonna slide into our next segment, which is called PC Spotlight.
Okay. This is a spotlight on a famous power couple throughout history.
You know him, the old handsome Catholic. The first Catholic president of the United States of America.
You know her, a buxom blonde who burned out way before her time.
We're talking JFK.
And Marilyn Monroe.
Now, first we want to say that this is, we are aware that JFK was married to Jackie O. But the power couple that everyone really got titillated was when JFK and Marilyn took off for a weekend to Palm Springs.
Oh, yeah. Mr. President. Who can ignore that?
No.
Yeah, that was pretty. Imagine if that had happened now, too. I feel like that was just cheeky enough, and the media was not as the way the media is now. If someone came out and sang that to Obama, if Rihanna stepped out and sang that to Barack Obama, oh boy!
Believe you me, they're doing it.
Okay, you heard it here.
It's just not being reported. Mm-hmm. You know,
Riri, and
you know, we men have something down here that. You could be, your best friend could be with a fine girl when she put them jeans on and she put that skirt on and you look at her. He don't know you're looking at her, but you're looking. The same thing with the president of the United States. He's a man. My mother said all men are dogs, and she's right. Bow, wow, wow.
Yippee-o, yippee-yay. I just love this PC because they literally had one weekend of passion.
Yeah, and people are still talking about it.
Everybody still talks about it.
The beach.
They had a great...
Women stay on the beat. Because when the guys come out the water, they're looking. Ooh, he ain't got nothing on it.
Yeah, when the cloth is sticking wet on the genitals.
When it's wet, you can tell it. Nothing tell. There. That's why a lot of guys are not wearing socks on the beach. You know, put their thing in the sock.
They're stuffing their wiener.
No, they sew the sock around the bathing suit, but they put the thing in it. So when it come out of the water, it's still...
Still has a little weight to it.
A little weight to it, you know what I'm saying? Mm.
The problem is when the sock falls out of the shorts.
Yeah. When the shorts come down, the sock falls off.
It all depends. If you come out of cold water, you're going to go, damn, yeah, surgery? I went to Nude Beach one time. It's in Brooklyn, Reese Beach. I never went to Nude Beach, and I said, it's time for me to get real because I'm one of these old big guy, big mouth guys, always talking about everybody. And I'm with this young lady. She said, come on, Jimmy. They call me Papa Smurf. Take your clothes off. You know, I ain't taking my damn clothes. Let everybody see what I got down here. She said, you ain't got nothing no damn way. I said, okay, I'll take it off. I took my damn bathing suit off, and this guy came walking past me, and I said, damn, if he can come out here, I know I can come. Get through my shorts in the water. Take him out. I want him. But this other guy came walking by me. He looked like he was dragging his genitals in the sand. Oh, Lord, I felt embarrassed.
God. You have to pick who you stand next to. Oh,
no, they come sit next to you, you know what I'm saying? And then they lay on the back, and everybody started putting sand on him, you know what I'm saying? They put the sand, they made a castle out of his thing. His thing was up, and they made a castle. Damn, my castle was about maybe an inch high, you know? Like, damn, when this guy used to be out here, and he wasn't nervous, because when you get nervous, things don't happen the way you want it to happen, you mm-hmm. know? But he loved being nude. He loved everybody to see. He's hooked. He's hanging. He's whatever. You know what I'm trying to say?
Right.
He's packing heat.
But I went there for another reason. I went there to get the nervousness out of me before I got into politics, because I wanted to be a person who wouldn't be afraid in the cameras.
Right.
So I used that nude beach to let it all out of Jimmy. I was never take my when I go to the bathroom. A guy walk in, whoop, I turn sideways, you know.
Yeah.
Got two guys go in the bathroom, another guy look, the guy come in the bathroom, and like, whew, God, I just made it. Hey, would you make me one? Yeah, man.
Once you get the nudity, once you get into the full nudity, I think you can be very comfortable.
That's true.
I have trouble urinating in the bathroom stalls that are more wide open, especially mm-hmm. the trough style urinals. And I think I just get shy in the bladder. It's not so much about seeing the peep. I've had my peep out and about. I'm not worried about that. But I just, for some reason, can't pee with someone standing next to me.
Walk in that door like I do. All right, step back. Just leave a crack for me. I'm about to hit it.
That's delightful.
Well, let's see if you can hit it in this next segment, which we call Virtual Sugar.
What we do here in Virtual Sugar is we take you on an improvised date. So this is a real OkCupid profile that we found online.
We found the perfect woman for you.
And
we're going to take you on a date.
My breath.
Make sure your breath's good.
My breath smells good.
Okay. This woman's moniker on OkCupid is Karate Body.
Monica?
Yes.
Ooh, Monica.
No, moniker. Her moniker. Her real name might be Monica. I don't know. But her name online is Karate Body. And your location of your date's going to be a picnic in Central Park.
I'm feeling it, Monica. Watch out for the flies. You know, you lay the blanket down.
Sure, I'll lie the blanket down. What did you bring to eat?
Nothing. We just look at the... There's some water. I didn't want to eat anything because there's no bathrooms out here. Yeah, I'm looking at you, but I'm just eating all the... My eyes are eating you up. God, look at them. Where you get these legs from? From stretching a lot?
I stretch every morning.
Oh, shut up. Did you learn your kicks and punks and blocks? Did you learn that in school, or did you learn all that before you went to school?
I learned it before school. I did a karate program. I'm actually a black belt.
Oh, I'm a black belt, too, but they're going to need it to lower your ass to the ground if you hit me. The question is, baby, just keep it going. This is the first time being on a date. Don't think about it. You know, like before I was coming out of the park, these damn flies and bugs used to bug the hell out of me. I didn't like it because they jump all in my milk and stuff, and you know, but... Laying here next to you, a fly and a bug haven't came next to me since I've been here. Maybe these are male bugs, you know what I'm saying? Or something. But are you having a good time?
I'm having a great time.
What's that you got on? You smell kind of good.
I'm actually wearing cucumber perfume.
Oh, sucky. Now, I heard it. I'm not sure perfume before. Is that a perfume? You just said you wasn't sure. I mean, I don't know. You got so many things out there. It's just great being out here with you, you know, and me and you together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out here getting a suntan and deep and dark and get my color back, and you kind of get your color back, too, and trying to get a little brown. You know, it just feels good to be with you, boo-boo.
Look out of the way. I need some food. I'm hungry. Give me all your money and your food. Wait, you don't have any food here. What is this, water? I can get water myself. Give me all your money.
Well, don't mug us. I know karate.
No, I just break wind on his ass. That's all my fault.
Oh my God, you killed him.
I'm dying. Tell my children.
See, in other words, we teach him verbal judo, baby. We don't get him to hit nobody with our hands. That's why we had beans coming here and eating the little vegetables and stuff. Yeah, that's what you eat. That's why you eat it for times like this when some food come by and want to disrupt this dramatic date we got. By the way, what's that you have on your top lip? I kissed it last night. It tastes kind of freaking good, you know. You didn't brush your teeth this morning because the taste was still there this morning when I kissed you.
No, I put a little frosting on.
Oh, damn.
Because I'm a sweet cupcake.
Oh, sucky. Now I'm whipped cream, girl. I love it with
you. I can't believe you just protected us from that mugger with your fart. That was so sexy.
The next time we go on a date, I want you to throw a block on me, and I want you to throw a karate chop on me, and I want you to just chop and chop and chop Papa down and chop and chop and chop me round. Just keep on chopping and chopping. Don't stop. No doubt. Just keep on chopping around the clock. Just keep it up, girl. Doing what you're doing. Whatever it is that you're doing, you got me working away. You got me feeling good. What a date. I'm loving this date.
All right. So on our second date, I'm going to chop that wood.
Ow.
Yeah. We got a second date going. I love
second
that.
Second date. Nice.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man, that was special.
That was a special time. All right, well, this is the sad part where we have to say goodbye to Jimmy McMillan, our 10th episode special guest.
Well, Jimmy McMillan was about to cry because I had a wonderful time.
We had a great time.
Like I said to all my fans, I want you to keep it real and try to remember it's just one life you have to live and stop being a phony and a fake. And whatever you do tonight, the weekend is here. If not the weekend, step out and enjoy yourself and leave all those personal feelings behind. It's time for you to start letting someone kiss your lips, ladies. It's time for you to start throwing that tongue out a little bit more and start feeling the passion in you because you're very fruitful on the planet. God gave you a fruit stand. Whoever made you give you a fruit stand, all the fruits is here we guys want. Just keep it real and keep smelling good. I love you. I love you. I love all of you. But for the guys, I want you to start being more real with the ladies. Don't be afraid to throw them against a great gate tree and start kissing them and start rubbing it back. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to do those things. We forget to say I love you at night before you go to bed. We don't forget to say those things. At night before you go to bed, if she's not there, then call on the phone and say, listen, I love you. I love you. That's all you. And
Sage.
In the morning, I love you. Everybody, we all start doing that, then you start to feel the way Jimmy McMillan feel.
Sage advice.
The founder of the Rent
hey,
Murph, Too Damn High Party.
You can get
Murph,
more.
I love you.
I love you too, Lauer.
All right. Check out all things Jimmy McMillan at jimmymcmillan.org. He's currently running for mayor of New York City. We also want to give our 200th Facebook liker of Menage a Trois Radio.
Julia.
Julia, we're going to give you that sandwich kiss. Are you ready?
Can
keep
I join?
Listening, girl.
Can I join?
You got a little dressing of Jimmy McMillan on that sandwich.
Oh, one more thing, too. I want you also to go to rentistoodamnhigh.org.
Mm-hmm.
And we have buttons on the website and T-shirts and stuff. And I'll just send us a dollar so we can support the Rent Too Damn High party.
Spread the word.
Anyway, here's a kiss to everybody.
Kiss from Jimmy McMillan.
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
Don't be afraid to take my kiss, y'all.
Tweet at us at Minaj Radio, at Diana Mulcahy, at Murph Meyer. We want to thank our producer, Taylor Moore.
Thank you, Mr. Taylor Moore, for doing what you do so well.
I can't stop kissing you.
And also check us out, menageatois.radio@gmail.com is how you can email us and check out our website, menageatoisradio.com.
And Jimmy McMillan looking for a girlfriend, y'all. I need a girlfriend.
Jimmy McMillan single. Let's get him
he looks good, ladies.
I need a kiss. I need somebody to throw that tongue down my throat right about. Oh, girl, I feel you doing it. That's what I'm talking about. Give me. Oh,
there's that male stripper coming back.
I don't have to strip now. She don't strip me.
Sensual jams provided by French Horn Rebellion. Hear more at FrenchHornRebellion.com. Ooh.